Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my lovelies, and good morning. I am your host, Aunt Lee, and this is Aunt Lee's Treasures. It's Friday. Thank you for joining me. I am super excited to have this segment showcase tribute to Miss Anita Baker. She's one of my all-time favorites. I don't know, I just felt like listening to music, listening to Anita Baker. So let's shout her out. Miss Anita Baker, born January 26, 1958 in Toledo, Ohio. American singer whose three octave range and powerful emotional delivery brought her international acclaim. In 1980s and 90s, she was one of most popular artists in urban contemporary music, a genre that her sophisticated tradition orientated. So in rhythm and blues, singing helped to define. Six-time Grammy Award winner, Baker's talent first became apparent when she sang in church choirs in Detroit, where she grew up against her family's wishes. She dropped out of community college to pursue a singing career, performing in nightclubs with local bands and joining the funk group Chapter 8, with whom she toured for several years and recorded an album that included the hit, I Just Wanna Be Your Girl. Discouraged when the band was dropped by its record company, Baker ceased to perform Lean Back Into Business by Beverly Glenn Records. She recorded the songstress 1983, a solo album that sold more than 3 million copies and spent more than a year on the charts, moving from electros. She served as executive producer on her next album, Rapture, 1986, which you're listening to now, which half Grammy Awards sold more than 5 million copies and spawned two hit singles, Sweet Love and You Bring Me Joy. The album Giving You the Best That I've Got and 3 months tour with Luther Vandross followed. In 1988, In Compositions were released. In 1990, both albums won Grammys. Personal Issues. Personal Issues led Baker to take a 4-year hiatus, but in 1994, she returned with the album Rhythm of Love. In 1996. She signed with Atlantic Records. That was the year. Another hiatus followed, but Baker resumed performing in 2002. And 2 years later, My Everything appeared on the Blue Note label. After releasing How They album in 2005, she focused on performing. In 2012, Baker recorded a single, Lately, for which she received a Grammy nomination, but no album follows. And in 2018, she embarked on what she described as her farewell tour. For all you old heads, good music listening asses, this is for us. I know some of you youngins enjoy great music. Either way, float with me as I try to hit every note under my breath as she bellows out her sweet, sweet notes of love, pain, and growth.
Thank you.
Lord knows I love this lady. Good God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got our memories. This next Jammy Jam coming on right here, I dedicate this to my late husband, Donald G. Big Donald Smith.
I can't do without you.
Jimmy Jam, I'm going to dedicate this to my Shaquille. I miss you, baby. I'll see you again. Yeah, that song does something to me every single time. But this next jammy is going out to my baby, Jaquan. I love you.
Stay with me.
is a love song, but it means something totally different to me throughout the period of my life when I conceived my sons, when I lost my sons. These songs mean something, so that's why I dedicated it to my son. I know he got a girlfriend named Shelby that he loves her socks off, so don't get me wrong, I'm not in love with my son, but the song means something. Moving right along to our next rendition of this beautiful songstress, let's finish grooving, y'all. One of these songs got to be y'all's, because they all my jams, every single last one of them. This one, ladies, when you just about had enough of his ass and you need a song, you might want to threaten them with this one. I think the lyrics might be just right for this. Thank you. About him, you're just jumping from pillar to post all over the town somewhere, and you always just got to give him that last warning. You better watch your step. You're going to fall and hurt yourself and bump your head. You better listen. You better listen. Y'all, I absolutely love Anita Baker, and I could listen to her forever, but seeing that I've been up all night, I am going to do this one last rendition and dedicate this one totally to both of my sons, because it really does say something to them from me. So I want to thank you for joining me on this journey that I've taken with Anita Baker. And I hope that you floated to the good places through the music like I did. I want to just say thank you again for listening. Let's listen to this last song. I am your host, Don Lee. Remember, if nothing else, be a blessing to someone on purpose. On purpose, people. Not because you feel bad, just because, dang, you could help somebody out. All right, Anita. Bring it home, baby girl. My babies bring me all the joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to be a mother and have two beautiful kids.
I was so
Jaquan Tyrell Smith. Jaquan, as a boy's name, is an American Hebrew origin, and the meaning of Jaquan is gift of God. And you'll all know what I'm talking about when you finally get a chance to hear a few of my excerpts from Undying Love coming in the near future. Dedicated to my sons, Shaquille, Handsome and Rightly Guided, and Jaquan, Gift of God. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show for the night. I hope you enjoyed listening to Miss Anita Baker with me, going down memory lane. Whatever the songs may have meant to you, I hope you enjoyed it. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for sharing your time with me. And I really want you to go out there in the world and be a blessing to someone on purpose. Bring someone else just a little bit of joy, and we can change this world all the way around. Until next time. I love you. Ciao for now. Zan Lee, sign it out. Time to go to bed.
I was so afraid for your